Greetings to all of you in sunny California. I sure wish it was possible to climb through the lens of this camera and join you. And if it were possible, Nancy and I'd be with you right now. We all remember the good times we've had together and the dreams we shared. When you think back to 1980 and our get-together at Ted and Sue's home, it's easy to remember the mess our country was in, the soaring inflation, the high interest rates, the weakened defenses, and the loss of respect for our nation abroad. When we woke up every morning, we wondered what new humiliation our country had suffered abroad or what bad economic news we would hear about next. I remember the ache we all felt in our hearts, and that's why all of you gave so much of your time and energy. We knew we couldn't continue on the road we were on, and we were determined to change course and get America back on her feet. Well, we've journeyed far since our 1980 campaign, but it never would have happened without your support. I must tell you how happy I am that Sue Cummings is carrying on in Ted's footsteps. Ted represented the best in America and was a great ambassador. We miss him, Sue, and appreciate you more than words can say. And I'm grateful to all of you there for your loyalty, hard work, and commitment to our Republican cause. We're putting America back in the hands of the people. We're putting the future back in the hands of the people. We're moving forward again, and we're doing it together. Our critics said it couldn't be done. Well, those critics were wrong. Wrong on inflation, wrong on unemployment, wrong on interest rates, wrong on the recovery. And come November, they're going to be wrong on something else. But you can bet that in the months to come, those same critics will do all they can to place obstacles in our path. In this election year, nothing matters more than increasing our numbers. And I pledge to do everything in my power to see that we do just that. We want to continue to go forward, not backward. More people are working than ever before, but we can't rest until everyone who wants a job has found one. As I'm sure Ray Donovan will tell you, over 5 million men and women have found jobs since the recovery began 16 months ago. And let me tell you, Ray has done and is doing a magnificent job as Secretary of Labor. Leading economic indicators suggest that our economic expansion will continue. But our battle is far from over. The federal government and the budget must be brought under better control. We need constitutional budget reforms, like the line item veto and the balanced budget amendment. And to make taxes more simple and fair, and to provide greater incentives to every hardworking American, we must press for tax simplification, a sweeping and comprehensive reform of the entire tax code. Those who have a stake in bigger government don't want these necessary reforms. In fact, if the big spenders had their way, they'd do away with the gains we've made. They would end indexing, increase taxes by billions, and spend all of it and more. And we want to continue to go forward in foreign affairs and in our defense policy, where once again, the world knows America will stand up for freedom, democracy, and peace with human dignity. Believe me, America's new strength is making this nation more secure. And let me take a moment to mention that in the past 3 years, the U.S.-Israeli relationship has grown much closer. We're now working to establish a free trade area between the United States and Israel. On another front, we will now be giving Israel military aid on a grant, not a loan basis. Finally, for the first time in history, our strategic relationship with Israel has been elevated and formalized. That's why it's so important to remember that if we follow those who would cripple America's defense program, we would undermine our own security and the security of our closest friends and allies like Israel. And I'm not prepared to let that happen. Well, I've gone on long enough. Let's approach this election year with the same high spirits and the same sense of challenge that we did in 1980. For the sake of our cause, let's all pledge to work together, just as we did 4 years ago. Tell the people that, yes, America is going forward, but we're not satisfied with that. We're not resting on our laurels. We're going to see to it that America continues to go upward and onward. Thank you all, and thank you, Sue. God bless you all.